This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 58 constituencies, spread over 8 states and union territories, will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. In Delhi today, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Dwarka area of West Delhi Lok Sabha. Senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal held a roadshow in Najafgarh area of West Delhi. Another BJP leader, Smriti Irani, also held a roadshow in Ashok Vihar area of Chandni Chowk parliamentary constituency. BJP leader and Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a roadshow in Rohini area of Northwest Delhi Lok Sabha seat. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a public meeting in Dilshad Garden area of Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. In Odisha, the high-voltage campaigning in all the 6 Lok Sabha and 42 assembly constituencies is going on in full swing. The polling will be held in Sambalpur, Kyonjhar, Dhenkanal, Puri, Bhubaneswar and Cuttack Lok Sabha constituencies. 42 assembly seats will also go to poll simultaneously. In Sambalpur, senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan is pitted against BJD Organization General Secretary Pranab Prakash Dash and former MP Nagendra Pradhan of Congress. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today alleged that the INDIA bloc prioritizes its families over the nation. Addressing an election rally in Mahendragarh, Haryana, Mr. Modi claimed that the INDIA bloc has already lost the election in the first 5 phases and has started resorting to various baseless allegations, including questioning the Election Commission's data and EVMs. He also criticized the Congress Party, accusing it of betraying ex-servicemen by denying them one rank, one pension, ORP, for decades. Mr. Modi said that his government spent over 1.25 lakh crore rupees to ensure OROP is implemented. A total of 62.2% of voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections, which was held on the 20th of May. In this phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories went to polls. A total of 695 candidates were in the electoral fray in this phase of elections. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, has recovered all 6 bodies today from the capsized boat in the Ujjaini Reservoir in Solapur district of Maharashtra. Among the recovered bodies are 3 men, 1 woman and 2 children, while one person had managed to swim to the shore when the accident occurred on Tuesday. NDRF teams had been searching for the missing people for the past 2 days. In a separate incident, 3 personnel from the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, lost their lives while carrying out a rescue operation in the Pravara River in Ahmednagar district. The operation was launched in response to the drowning of 2 children in the river in Akola. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu and Ashmita Chalia have advanced to the quarterfinals of the prestigious Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. Sindhu defeated Eugene Sim of South Korea 21-13, 12-21, 21-14, while Ashmita beat the American Baewon Shang 21-19, 16-21, 21-12 in the women's singles pre-quarters. In table tennis, the Indian contingent will begin the campaign in the first rounds of the WTT contender in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today. In men's singles round of 32, India's Manav Vikash Thakkar will face Hugo Calderano of the host country, while Harmeet Desai will take on Jules Holland of France. In men's double pre-quarters, Indian duo of Manush Utpal Bhai Shah and Manav Vikash Thakkar will face Enrique Noguti and Jun Shim of Brazil. In women's doubles pre-quarters, India's Divya Parag Chitle and Selena Selvakumar will take on Oceane Gisnell and Stephanie Louillet of France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.